At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Well, the Media Regulator Commission Amman has opened a formal investigation into X amid concerns that it is not giving users the opportunity to appeal content moderation decisions. Well, John Evans is a Digital Services Commissioner at Commission Amman and he joins me now. John, you're very welcome to the programme. What prompted this investigation?
So our investigations, they're maybe started for a number of reasons. We take complaints from members of the public, actually from right across Europe. And some of those come in through our contact centre. Sometimes it comes from our monitoring activity and sometimes it comes from civil society organisations. So in this case, actually, it was a combination of all three of these things. We got a very significant report from an organisation specialising in digital rights online, HateAid.
And what exactly did they say?
As we were made aware or supported in our views about what we were seeing on the platform X around what we call Article 20 of the Digital Services Act. So that is an article places obligations on platforms to have appeals mechanisms for, so say you flag content and the kind of response you get for once you flag that content, you should get a chance to appeal that effectively.
But there are other aspects of X and how it handles those complaints internally that you're also examining here.
Yes, so part of it is about the ease of use of that facility. The particular issue that we are focusing on here is when you're flagging content, usually you have an option to flag illegal content or to flag the terms and conditions on the platform. This actually concerns the ability to appeal decisions where you flagged content relating to terms and conditions.
Will you need the cooperation of X for this investigation?
Once we open up our investigation, we have a kind of a series of statutory powers, which includes, you know, conducting interviews. It includes sending statutory requests for information, which they must respond to. So, it's a question of compliance with the law then.
And are you confident that they will comply?
We're focused on the investigation for the moment. Now that we have it open, and it's taken a bit of time to get here. We'll be focusing on progressing that, you know, just gathering more information, doing our legal analysis. And then at the end of the day, if we make a decision about whether or not there has been a compliance issue with Article 20, there's potentially very significant fines there as well, possibly up to 6% of global turnover.
So bring me through then the exact investigation, the form that it is going to take and the length of time you expect it to take.
Well, actually, this is our first investigation as a Commission Amman is a new organisation, and this is a relatively recently enacted piece of legislation. So, I couldn't put actual time limits on it at the moment. But what I would say is, listen, these things do take time; they are complex, and we need to get it right. So, it'll be ready when it's ready.
What happens if Twitter doesn't comply with those obligations that you say are out there under that act?
Then there's the possibility that we would find that they've infringed the Digital Services Act. And as I said, there's potentially very significant fines for that at the end of that process.
So what would your, I suppose, advice be to them, or what would you be saying to X if they were listening?
Well, listen, we're in a due process, so we will have a back and forward with X, and we will build a case. We'll discover what's happening, what's going on, and we'll make a call at the end of the day about whether or not there's been a compliance issue. If I was to send a message, it would be this: it's worthwhile people complaining and making their issues making exercising their rights online, whether that's contacting us at our contact center and making a complaint, or flagging content online that they think may be illegal or against the platform's terms and conditions. That would be my main message to people.
What are the potential consequences here if there is a violation?
If there is a violation, there's a few things that could happen. One, you can get kind of orders to correct. But importantly, the incentive here is really the financial penalty that could arise. So as I was saying, 6% of global turnover could be the upper limit of a fine in this case. I'm not saying it will be that amount, but that's the amount that's provided for in legislation.
We know when Elon Musk took over Twitter, took over X, that there were huge changes behind the scenes in terms of the number of personnel who were hired and used by X to moderate the content online. I mean, that's been going on for years now. And some people might say, why has it taken so long for Commissioner Naman to launch this formal investigation?
Yeah, and I think that's a fair question. So the Digital Services Act, which is the piece of legislation that we're working under here at the moment, is still less than 2 years old. Commission Naman as an organisation is just over two years old. So we've grown from a size of 40 people to about 250 people, about half of them working in online safety. So it's really taken a bit of time to build the capacity, develop the cases, bring them along, and go through the due process steps that are involved in a case like this, because the consequences are very serious at the end of it.
And Musk has criticised lots of European regulations. He's called them censorship or burdens on free speech. Donald Trump has obviously spoken out too. He views sort of all regulatory action against tech, or indeed the broader tech sector, as being too heavy. Are you in any way fearful of retaliation here?
Listen, we're an independent regulator. We really just have to get on with the job. You know, the legislation is what the legislation is, and until the legislature, who are elected by the Irish people and by people right across Europe, until that legislation is changed, then we've got a job to do.
But there is nervousness, isn't there, amongst Commissioner Mann, and I'm sure amongst government, about what consequences there could be by pushing the tech industry like this.
Well, the way I think of this is that there's 450 million people working in Europe, right? That's a very big market. All tech firms, whether they be from the United States, whether they be from any part of Europe, whether they be from China or whatever, need to obey the rules that are in place in Europe, and they are in place to protect our fundamental rights.
What are the implications for users and their rights if X is required to change its processes under this investigation?
Well, the Digital Services Act gives rights to consumers that they didn't have previously. So it requires the platforms to make available things like the ability to flag content and to dispute those decisions once with the platform once they get a response back. It also creates mechanisms for them to complain about other aspects of the platforms. They're supposed to have standards in place to around the usability of their services, so that consumers can easily exercise their rights. Another part of it is, and this is where our work really overlaps with the European Commission and other digital services coordinators across Europe, is what we call kind of the systematic risks on platforms. So if a platform service, say, presents a risk to democracy, to public health, to protection of fundamental rights, or the proliferation of illegal content online, then the platforms are supposed to have in place mitigation measures to limit that.
This, as you said, is the first formal investigation by Commissioner Naman in this area.
In this area, yeah. So we have...
Will there be others, do you think?
There will. So as I was saying, we've been building capacity, and we're sort of at that point now where our kind of portfolio of issues is maturing and starting to develop into formal investigations. And of course, it's only opening an investigation here. We're going to have to move through it and make decisions at the other end.
So is the warning coming from Commissioner Naman to all of those social media platforms? We are now watching, we are investigating, and we are ready to do what the law requires us to do?
Yes, I would say that's a fair assessment. I'd also say, though, because we're working as part of this network of European regulators were actually already involved in investigations that the European Commission has ongoing. So it's not as if we've been sitting on our hands for the last 2 years, right? It's we've been working away, but this is our first own initiative one.
All right. John Evans, Digital Services Commissioner with Commission Naman. Thank you for joining us in the Hard Shoulder studio.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.